what happens if voters don't approve it? I know Carolyn Ketchel, County Commissioner Ketchel, has indicated earlier this year at the county's final budget workshop, she said that if it doesn't pass, then the county's millage rate might go up, you know, to provide the revenue that they need for the backlog on infrastructure projects. So do you see that happening around the municipalities and if this thing doesn't get approved?
Yeah, you know, I've learned a lot in this process, Tony, this whole research project, as you have too. And what I'll say is that in the history of Okaloosa County, and it's interesting, in the history of Okaloosa County, we were formed in 1915, as you are well aware, Okaloosa County has never had a local optional sales tax for a rainy day in Okaloosa County. We have never had a opportunity to reinvest funds in 103 years in the county. We have had two local optional sales taxes that were passed. As you know, one was in 1989, where a portion of it went to fix the jail, and one was in 1990 for the county, and one was in 1995, again, as you know, which helped build the school in Destin and the school in Crestview. Therefore, in 103 years, the Okaloosa County has never had a rainy day fund to repair the normal things that need to be repaired, roads, take care of flooding, take care of stormwater, et cetera. And obviously things have changed in the last 100 years, the last 50 years, the last 30 years, the last 10 years. As a result, I would say that the majority of the people that I'm talking with they understand that it is time. They understand that we can no longer wait. We cannot wait. We cannot kick the can down the road any longer without finding a revenue stream to repair the normal wear and tear that we have on our roads and our stormwater and our flooding. So if it does not pass, we are in for a catastrophe in Okaloosa County. How the governments will elect to fill that monstrous void to just survive is up to them. I do not know how they'll do that. What I can share with you is an example, and you may know this already, but this no example is better than this. The P.J. Adams project, which you are well aware of with the funding source and the matching grants, et cetera. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in this case, when the half-penny surtax passes and the money is used as the matching funds for that project, that project more than likely will be completed in 5-plus years, which is monstrous that could happen, but that's what happens when everyone lines up and this happens with this matching grants from the half-penny tax. If it does not pass, it will take the county 25 years to save up enough money to apply to the project. And I think, I don't know if you'd heard that before, but that is a confirmed fact. John Hofstede will be happy to share it with you because that's where I got that information. That is the best example as to how beneficial having this half penny is versus not having it. But I think what's happening is, and as it was mentioned in your article that Graham had mentioned, I think what's happening now is people are beginning to really talk about it. And, you know, the county's known about this for 10 months, but they're just doing the projects today or yesterday, or actually not even, they're doing it next week now, right? So, and Fort Walton is doing theirs next week, as you mentioned. So I think what's happening is it's finally becoming real to the elected bodies. And now they're saying, hey, this is real. Let's finalize our list.